I just gave a talk last week where I pointed out that to attempt to predict the future is rather foolish because you can only be wrong.
Sure.
But fools tend to rush in where angels fear to tread. I don't have a crystal ball. I think there is going to be, and this is just extrapolation, not anything new and different, mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a continued use of wireless technologies attached to networks. I don't think there's any doubt about that at this point. Mm-hmm. I think it used to make me very popular when I worked for the wire and cable companies. I think that a lot of our wireline telephones that we see today are going to be replaced by wireless phones, and we're seeing some evidence of that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will ever be completely replaced because there are needs for somebody to have a telephone at a location. And we probably will continue to keep wire phones for that sort of thing. But I think that we're going to see a continuing proliferation of wireless attachments to the network. I think we're going to see most of our voice communications being carried on with wireless in some part of it. I think we're going to see our at least low data rate messaging, your emails and things you're going to be able to get in your at least short messages in your communicator. I think we're going to see increased reliability and performance as the firestorm subsides. About all that's been going on in the last 10 years is try to get as much stuff in the field as you can, because it's been very difficult for the industry to keep up with the demand. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to have a significant impact on the way I hate to use the word backbone because it's used for lots of different things these days, but the basic infrastructure is going to be fixed network. Mm-hmm. I think there's no doubt about that. And wireless is just a network attachment, an access technology. But if you have mobile users everywhere, that has a significant impact on the processing, data storage, and the protocols that are used in a network. And I think that's going to have a profound effect on the way these networks are built and operated. Mm-hmm. Okay. The user essentially resides in a mobile network only in a database, which is very different from a wireline network, where a user is a bunch of wire that starts at some terminal point in a central office and works its way through cables and things out to the endpoint, and that user can be identified at any point along the way. Or mm-hmm. in a mobile network, you can identify that user for anything. Mm-hmm. You can be anywhere. So that has a very profound effect on switching, on routing, management of where users are and what they do. And this requires a lot more processing. Mm-hmm. Again.